Lamb of God. Come and let me pray for you. There's other people here that need to make this commitment. God dealing with your heart. I want to just give you a few minutes. I'm going to tell you, God can cleanse your mind. God can give you a washing and a refreshing in the Holy Ghost. You can leave here a new person today with a good, clear mind and a heart clear of evil. Oh, Lamb of God, Lamb of God. Obey the Lord today. You may not, God doesn't just give you a chance all the time. Like, remember, the door of the ark didn't stay open forever. If God's dealing with your heart, don't turn Him down. But yield yourself over to you. Oh, Lamb of God, Jesus. God, touch Brother Hutchison today. God, cleanse him. Touch his mind.
Jesus in you.
I feel the Lord here in this place today. And I know He's dealing with hearts. We're dinner's ready. We're going to go eat dinner. I want to announce before we do the sweetheart dinner on Saturday, the 20th of February at 6 p.m. It'll start at 6 p.m. It's going to be $30 a couple. So we got the price down. It's $15 a person, and it's a catered meal. But we need you to sign the sheet back there in the foyer if you're coming, and write down the dinner will be, the main course will be steak and chicken. And so if you want steak, put steak by your name. If you want chicken, put that by there. If you want a combination, I think we can get a combination of steak and dinner, steak and chicken. So that the cook will know how much he's going to need to prepare. And we'll prepare some extra. I'm going to try to find somebody to invite that I can take them to dinner and buy their dinner for them. And I wish you would do the same. It's a sweetheart dinner, Sister Renata. We need to find you a sweetheart. And she said, okay. See, she ain't just looking for the frog now. All right. Sign up back there. And let's all come and have a good time. This is a good time of fellowship. We really had a good time before. Okay, 4 o'clock band practice. Slip in the prayer room down there between 3 and 4 and pray a little while if you can. Talk to God. I think the more we pray, the more vibrant, Holy Ghost-filled church we'll become. Let's pray for the dinner and fellowship, but also pray for tonight's service. There's no telling what God may do tonight. Let's ask God to come in here tonight and meet with us and help us more with this vein God's got us on here this morning. Precious Lord, God, we love you today. Thank you for your goodness, your richness. Oh,